Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
With the first mandatory review of the Canada-US-Mexico or United States-Mexico-Canada agreement officially underway, the U.S. President has indicated the United States will not renew the agreement in its current form. First of all, how much of a surprise is this, and what are the factors there?
Well, we have a prime minister that won an election based on the notion that we were going to have this free trade agreement settled with the U.S. and Mexico a year ago, I guess. And, you know, it really dragged out. There was times where there looked like there was some serious negotiations, and then, you know, it kind of seesawed. So now we're at the point where either country or any of the three countries can give 6 months notice to exit the agreement. And so there is no agreement as July 1st came.
What concerns does this create for agriculture in all three countries, particularly for the pork sector?
Well, we really do depend on a trade with the United States and Mexico in pork and a lot of other agriculture commodities. I think beef is in the same position we are. And so a tariff or a duty would really hamper our Canadian industry. 10 or 15% or, you know, 15% was kind of talked about as across the board. Well, 15% really makes our industry struggle. I don't think we could really handle that kind of tariff. And it's just not on live hogs. There's a lot of value-added products, hams and loins and all those things that trade back and forth. And, you know, in some cases, there's parts of the hog that are slaughtered in Canada, processed in the United States, and sold in Canada, and vice versa. Like, those things go on all the time. And our product has the benefit of seeking out the best market in the sum total of Mexico, United States, and Canada total population, rather than just the Canadian population. So it is really important to our industry.
Why is this issue key for the sector overall, but for your farm and its customers, especially U.S. customers?
Well, we have a major part of our business is selling small pigs into Iowa and Minnesota and South Dakota. We have an advantage in health to produce baby pigs here. And they have an advantage in the Midwest with corn and soy meal. Is probably the best ingredients possible to finish out hogs. And they have a multitude of very large scale, very competitive slaughter plants, literally miles away from their farms rather than, in our case in Canada, provinces away. So they have an advantage in finishing hogs. We have an advantage producing baby pigs. It's a really nice model when we can work together, and so for our farm, it's very important. But it goes beyond that. There are a lot of parts of the hogs that once they're actually slaughtered, the product moves all three ways, and that really does add value to every hog that's produced in North America. So this whole idea of a free trade is really important to our industry, not only in Canada, but Mexico and the United States as well.
How much breathing room does there appear to be at this stage?
Well, if an agreement was based on good business principles, there would be no doubt there would be an agreement signed for pork and many other agricultural commodities. The uncertainty comes when, President Trump has made some rather bold statements that disturbed the industry. Prime Minister Carney has said he's not going to sign a deal unless it's a good deal. And, does that mean it's based on aluminum and lumber and car parts, or and agriculture is left hanging? Like, the fact that we don't have something definitive just creates doubt, and uncertainty is not good for our business.
What specific issues, including agricultural issues, would you expect to be key as these discussions unfold?
Well, I think we have things in Canada that United States needs, whether it's minerals or potash or oil. We have things that we need from the United States, and a big part of that is just having a market to sell our products. And so, there's good reason to negotiate a trade deal. There are certain irritants, though. Lumber has been a long-standing irritant. The Americans think that we don't charge the people that produce the lumber a fair price for the trees that they use. They're really quite concerned about access to our supply managed products, particularly dairy. For some reason, whether it's cheese or milk or whatever. And so those tend to be things that are obvious, but these people, the negotiators, negotiate behind closed doors, so we probably don't know the full extent of issues that are being dealt with.
What are we hearing from pork sector stakeholders in the United States, and how important will those positions be in dealing with the US side of things?
Well, I know our Sask Pork and Manitoba Pork, Alberta, BC, have met with various groups, whether they're state pork groups in the United States or the National Pork Producers Council that represent all the producers in the United States. And we do meet regularly with the Mexicans as well. They're very supportive of a free trade deal, and we know that they're lobbying the people that will listen, whether it's senators or congressmen or the trade negotiators. They're making the case that they want to continue to do business with Canada and Mexico.
How has the North American trade agreement benefited all three countries involved, and what is at stake moving forward?
Well, it has allowed products, whether live hogs or meat, to trade freely across the border. So, for example, Mexico imports a lot of hams. Without the Mexican market, our ham price would probably be 30% lower than what it is now, just because Mexico uses a lot of hams in their Mexican food, and they just simply don't produce enough. Well, that's a product that in Canada and the United States is not highly valued. And so that's just an example of how free trade is added to the bottom line American and Canadian producers having this Mexican market. At the same time, Mexico does not produce enough hogs to meet that demand. So their consumers in Mexico get a real value lowered price product that they really desire. So, our producers benefit and their consumers benefit. It's kind of a good deal for all three countries.
Given the president's comments, how much room is there for optimism or confidence at this stage, and what are the factors there?
Well, that's a bit of a mystery, I guess. I think Prime Minister Carney stated the other day that, when negotiating with President Trump, you might think there's a whole bunch of problems, and then all of a sudden, a deal is struck, and everybody goes home happy. That's kind of an optimistic view. A pessimistic view would be that, things really turn sour and we get notice, and then 6 months we start having tariffs put on us. So it's pretty hard to tell how things will turn out at the end, but we really hope that it will come down to common sense in the end.
What will pork producers be watching as this moves forward?
Well, I think we'll continue to speak with our counterparts in the United States and Mexico, and we'll certainly lobby our trade negotiators and let them know how important it is to Canadian producers. And we know that the Americans will do the same with theirs, and Mexico is in tune with the need for a trade agreement as well. So, assuming that good business principles apply, we're optimistic that we can have a good outcome here.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, it's been really beneficial, I think, all around to have a trade agreement. It would really be beneficial if we had some certainty around this long term. If we're going to invest in breeding barns, for example, now you're probably looking at a $15 million investment that you hope to get your money back out of over a 15-year period. Well, if you don't know what's going to happen in 6 months, obviously you're not going to invest $15 million in something that, there's a lot of uncertainty around. So it's really important that we get some kind of resolution to this issue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Pausberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.